new phase of the Russian invasion. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Satellite imagery shows an 8-mile-long Russian military convoy headed east toward the Donbass region of Ukraine, suggesting a change in Russia's strategy.
We expect this stage of the conflict could last a long time, and we should have no illusions that Russia is going to adjust their tactics and make them less brutal.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, UNICEF, the United Nations Children Agency, says nearly two-thirds of Ukraine's 7.5 million children have been displaced by the war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meeting virtually with their Indian counterparts on Monday.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said India has come down against violence by Russian troops.
The killing of civilians in Ukraine, calling for an independent investigation of these atrocities.
But India has been criticized for not directly condemning Russian President Putin. Minister of External Affairs Jai Shankar says India's position at the UN and elsewhere has been clear.
We are against the conflict. We are for dialogue and diplomacy.
While India is contributing to humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, President Biden earlier expressed concern about India increasing purchases of Russian oil.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the State Department ordering non-emergency staff members at its consulate in Shanghai to leave the city, now under a COVID-19 lockdown by the Chinese Communist government. Relatives of five of the eight people who were shot and killed last year at an Indianapolis FedEx warehouse by a former employee now suing the company, accusing it of negligence and failing to ensure a safe workplace. Lawsuit contends FedEx should have known about the gunman's potentially violent propensities. Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 413 points, NASDAQ down 299. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden Monday announcing new federal regulations to more easily track gun parts and so-called ghost gun kits.
The United States Department of Justice is making it illegal for a business to manufacture one of these kits without a serial number. Illegal. Illegal for a licensed gun dealer to sell them without a background check.
Gun rights groups promise a legal challenge to the president's order, saying it violates the Second Amendment. The president also appointing former U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach to head the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. A former Homeland Security official convicted of stealing databases and software from the government.
The jury says guilty on multiple counts for 56-year-old Murali Venkata, who worked for more than 7 years at Homeland Security and the Postal Service before that, in the Inspector General's office for both agencies. Federal prosecutors say he and two other employees who pleaded guilty stole confidential and proprietary software, along with the personal information of hundreds of thousands of federal employees. Then they set up computer servers that developers in India could access to create a commercial version of a case management system to offer for sale to government agencies. For his role, Venkata's convictions include wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and conspiracy to defraud the federal government. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A Tennessee court has declined to reopen the case of an inmate who is set to be executed later this month for the 1989 killings of his estranged wife and her two sons. Inmate Oscar Smith filed a motion to reopen his case last week, saying DNA from an unknown person was detected on one of the murder weapons. But a judge says the evidence of Smith's guilt was overwhelming, and the DNA evidence does not tip the scales in his favor. Smith, who is scheduled to receive a lethal injection on the 21st of April, has appealed the judge's ruling. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.